Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
May 10th is National Shrimp Day.
I love shrimp. I'm a shrimp eater.
It's National Shrimp Day.
Shrimp is America's favorite seafood.
Shrimp kebabs.
Shrimp.
There's pineapple shrimp.
Shrimp.
Lemon shrimp.
We eat more shrimp than any other seafood.
Coconut shrimp.
We are celebrating National Shrimp Day.
Pepper shrimp.
Shrimp.
I want to get the shrimp.
Oh, shrimp.
Something shrimp.
Ah, shrimp.
Oh, boy. It's National Shrimp Day today.
Yeah. I thought that was referring to me, I guess.
No, not at all. Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. Waking you up. Show number 2338 on Tuesday. Tuesday morning, National Shrimp Day. I don't know if people are a big fan of shrimp.
Well, I love shrimp. I absolutely love it. But I think we all think of that scene, from Forrest Gump, where we all learned how many different types of shrimp there are, by the way. Jeez.
All sorts of shrimp.
Bubba Gump, yes.
And my daughter, Kelly, who's not a big seafood eater, we all met at one of those, what do you call them, teppanyaki?
Yeah.
Where the chef is the cook is like throwing. Open your mind. I don't like shrimp.
Yes, you're Benihana type. I know, toss, yeah. Hi.
Just hitting her in the face.
Yes. And I'm the one over there. It's like I got two. Mm-hmm. Can you give me another? Can you toss me another shrimp or two?
Right.
I want more shrimp.
So enjoy. Or it's a great excuse for calling in sick the next day. Bad shrimp.
Yeah, bad shrimp. That's bad right. Shrimp, that's so. Right.
I don't know. Congrats. First winner of the morning 10K payday contest, Scott Lee. It was Scott Lee who got the call from the Beasley Banker. He has $500 in his pocket and qualified for the $10,000 grand prize. Your next chance to win less than an hour from now, 7 o'clock. We'll have a new code word for you. Sunshine today, highs in the low 70s, low 80s tomorrow. Triple digits by the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So get ready for that. 58 now.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
My third grade boyfriend, who oddly enough, his name was Chris Foote. He used to call me Shrimpy. So that's why it just kind of sticks with me. A little traumatic.
What was your little lover name for him?
I didn't have one,
now
actually.
In the third grade?
No, it was Chris. No, but we used to sit in the cement tubular, things together, and hold hands. And
you laid opposite ways so you faced
each
other?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's kind of cool. Third grade.
What are you, like 8 or 9?
Yes. Yes. And it really, like anything was going on. He was cute. Some words and
Carla
phrases.
And Chris.
Yes.
Sitting in a chair.
That was exactly it.
K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
But then in fourth grade, Grant came along. Grant.
Boy, you were a mover.
Yeah, I was. I really was. I sounded like I was in a soap opera, too. Grant.
Yes.
Jeez.
Where's Dante?
Yes.
Dante.
Yes. Is that Dash over there?
With a patch over his eye.
Some words and phrases that make you sound a bit immature at work, according to a public speaking expert. Those filler words, we all know that, like, and like. And then too much business jargon, those things. Well, we'll reconvene and we'll circle back.
Yeah.
Those type of things make you actually sound very immature and like you don't know what you're talking about. I know a lot of those people. We all do. There's a new thread online. This is pretty funny, guys. Men are talking about the unwritten rules that guys have. So if you want to crack the guy code, some of these might help. They say nod down when you greet someone, nod up if it's a friend. Beer, pizza, barbecue is acceptable payment for helping another guy out in whatever way.
That is
beer,
true.
Beer, pizza, or barbecue. Yes, there you go. Or booze, pizza, barbecue. If he's flirting with her.
In no specific order.
No, not at all. If he's flirting with her, do not interrupt. He's flirting with her. You don't get in there.
No.
And when your friend's crush, the girl he might like, is around, he is the funniest person in the room.
Ever.
So it's nice you guys prop each other up.
Yeah.
I love that. Because if another girl, likes a guy, it's like, she's not even this funny. She's not at
the
all.
Claws
she's,
come yeah. out, the nails yeah. come out.
Do you like my hair? My hair's cute, huh? And check this out, Mike and Morty VHS tapes. We just talked about this. They're making a comeback. Gen X millennials have started collecting VHS tapes. What has happened? Heritage Auctions in Dallas is holding an upcoming auction. They expect 300 VHS movies to sell for between $500,000 and $1 million.
All right. I don't want any of you calling me now saying, hey, can I come over and borrow your... your VHS tape deck.
Yeah, I know. I have one in my garage, so I can blow it off for you. Movies up for auction. Morty, Blade Runner, The Goonies, Back to the Future, Indiana Jones movies. Yes, yes, any of them. And Star Wars films.
I have them all.
Yeah, I figured.
You're rich.
I knew that. And already knew that.
And Star Wars is still in the plastic wrap.
Some of the tapes still wrapped. Say they're in pristine condition. I have some of those as well. But
wonder
I
why you did the story.
Yeah, exactly. Did you see? Did you see his ears literally went?
I'm retiring, guys.
He's done. He's over.
Now you can.
He's walking out.
You can. A few things you should know. Brought to you by Northwest Career College. Programs in medical, dental, legal, massage, business. On campus, online, northwestcareercollege.edu.
Carly, you had mentioned that VHS tapes are coming back and could be worth some money.
Yeah.
One of them that stood out to Morty was the Star Wars VHS tape, which Morty has still wrapped. Never been cracked, never been played.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you have a lot of stuff like that, but
pretty much a lot of them,
I was going to say keep in mind, and this is like the original Star Wars.
It's the original ones, not the ones with the added scenes, CGI scenes. No, those you'd throw in the trash.
Yeah.
What were you saying that you had?
I don't think I have anything that's worth anything. I have a West Side Story, still wrapped, West Side Story.
VHS
the original
tape.
Movie, VHS.
Okay.
And if anyone would like to pay, you know, top dollar for it, Serendipity, I still have that wrapped.
That's Jody's favorite movie.
See, now, Jody, you know what? It's up for auction, honey. I'm just saying. And the very sad thing is, I think somebody gave it to me. You know, at that time, it was 20, 25 bucks at least.
Because,
you know, when you had to buy them when they first came out, it was like, oh, geez. Okay, how much? All right. Yeah, so Jody wants to cough up $26.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Okay. If you're listening this morning, no.
No?
If you're listening, no, not 26 bucks for
I mean, do you have anything?
Do I have anything?
That's,
No.
No?
I have a Peyton jersey that's framed.
Okay.
It's not a VHS tape, but it's something that, that's what I wanted to know.
Yeah.
People listening this morning, what is it you have that is considered, I don't know, in pristine condition where, if you had to put it up for auction, you'd get some money for it.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Yeah.
And I know the Beanie Babies and all that stuff, but I'm talking, you know, like a VHS tape.
Yeah. Yes.
A comic book.
Yeah.
You know, still wrapped or something like that.
Oh, man, some of those, you know, first issues and things. Oh, wow.
What do you have, if anything, that you think could fetch an extra buck?
I always joke about my Beatles dolls. George isn't in great shape. Ringo is in pristine condition.
Is it still in the box?
Perfect. It's not in the box.
Ah,
no,
see?
I know, but it is in perfect condition. I buried Paul.
Aww.
He got all dirty and then his head came off.
Because you thought he was really dead?
I don't know why I did. Maybe I did.
I buried Paul.
John, I cut John's hair.
Uh-huh.
And so those, and they're non-existent. I don't even know where they went. So,
okay.
Yeah. But Ringo's in great shape. Perfect.
You
perfect.
Still have Ringo?
I still have Ringo.
Wow.
Yeah, I have Ringo. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, out of all four, that's the one you kept.
It.
Ringo.
I know.
Text or call. What do you have in pristine condition that you think really could fetch a couple of extra bucks?
Yeah.
Talking about those things that you feel you have that might be in that pristine condition to fetch a couple of extra bucks.
Yeah.
Came out that VHS tapes are making a comeback. And movies like Star Wars, Back to the Future. If you have that tape.
Yep.
And it's still wrapped. might be worth some money.
Worth even more if it's still wrapped, apparently.
Now, with Carla, she had those four statues of the Beatles, those dolls.
Yeah, I did.
And buried Paul, cut John's hair.
Uh-huh.
Still don't know what happened to George, but the only one you kept...
Ringo. And he's in perfect shape. Perfect.
Not in the box.
No, he's not in the box, unfortunately. No, because I used to play with him. You know, I played with him as a kid. Yeah. So that was awfully fun.
All right, so we just wanted to know if you had anything, and people are texting in.
Lynn says, I have a baseball that is signed by Whitey Ford from the Yankees.
Whoa.
Yeah. Met him a few years back before he passed away, and he signed it for me. I know it could be worth at least a few hundred.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine that could be worth some money. Another one, I have a 1958 Central High School annual yearbook that is signed by Ernest Green, inherited from my father. I have to look up Ernest Green. I think there was a movie done about him.
Okay.
I have to look him up. Morty, I'm leaving that to you to look up.
My mom has, I have my mom's yearbook from Lew Wallace High School in Gary.
That's cool.
And who was the coach that, Kansas City Chiefs? Hank Stram.
Okay.
Hank Stram was in her class.
That's cool.
And he signed it, you know, like a typical senior.
Cool.
You know,
yes.
Hank Stram.
Stay cool.
Yeah.
Hank Stram.
I don't know if they said that in the 40s.
I know it. Yes.
You know, you're the bee's knees.
You're Ginchy.
Yeah, whatever they said back then.
Another person, Mike and Carla, this is Bob. I have Disney's Fantasia as well as the entire Godzilla VHS collection. Not sure what it's worth, but I have those.
Uh-huh.
So Fantasia might...
Godzilla, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about Godzilla, but yeah, Fantasia. I mean, that was the first time that was released would have been on VHS, so that, you know, that could be worth something. Now, Bob, if you have the reel, if you have the tape from that original
the
time.
The movie.
Yes, that's right. Then that will be worth something.
All right.
Lots of people, though, this is pretty funny. I think people just want to unload their VHS tapes on us. It's like, no, we're not doing that drive, okay? That's not our drive right now, okay? Yeah. Hey, guys, I got boxes of VHS tapes, Julie said, but none of them still wrapped. Dang it! Yeah, no, I know, Julie.
And there's probably a lot of that stuff we had as kids not thinking.
Yeah.
You know, if we just took care of them. But that's what you did when you were a kid. You played with the stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's interesting because this whole thing is they say that, like, Gen X and millennials have started collecting them. Are they just collecting them or are they watching them? Because if they watch them, they're not going to want them. Just telling you.
All right. Thanks for texting in. And we got to find out Elliot Green, who he is, and get the story behind him here in a couple of minutes. All right. We did a little digging. We found out who Elliot Green is. And boy, how historical is that name?
Yes. He was like the first black student to graduate from, what was it, from the school? It was Little Rock Central High School. This was in 1958. Boy. He was part of the Little Rock Nine, a group of African-American students who in 57 were the first black students ever to attend classes at Little Rock Central High.
Which was the heart of the civil rights movement.
Yes, absolutely.
Back then. And Morty, what did you say my Hank Stram autograph yearbook?
You could get his signature sold for about $50.
Oh,
okay. Well, all right.
I don't know if my mom would be happy about that.
I know.
Selling her 1942 or whatever yearbook.
Wow, just to have the yearbook would be very cool.
And that's why I keep it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We've talked about how to address this.
Yeah.
And this is what we decided.
Okay.
Out of all the families on this show, somebody saw something.
Mm-hmm.
And the person, how do we explain this? The person that saw something, the other person knows they saw it. And now that person knows that the other person knows. but nothing is said.
Well, we probably have to say where it was seen. I mean, you know.
On a phone.
On a phone, yeah. It was seen on a phone. It was a picture.
A picture.
Was seen on a phone. And it was, you know, probably not your usual picture.
Mm-hmm. So and one person saw it, yeah. And the owner of the phone knows that person saw it.
I think so. Yeah, I think.
Oh, they have to.
Do they? You think? I think so.
Without saying whose family
what
it is.
You think that? I don't know.
What do you do?
I know.
Do you say something? Because they know you know.
See, my concern with all this is yes, I don't know. Is there something going on? Is that why we saw that picture?
Here's my thing. If you don't say something right then and there,
then you can't
bring it up later.
Yeah, I think the door's closed.
Yep.
But let's throw it out to listeners up this morning. What do you do? What would you do? Do you say something right off the bat? Kind of like sly, like, oh, that's
right.
Interesting as you walk away. Or do you just kind of wink, wink and go,
I don't know. I think you can say something later only because if there were people around then, I don't know if you wanted to say something right then, depending on the people that were around.
Well, that's why I say if you're going to say something right then and there, it has to be on the sly.
Yeah, yes. Okay, then. Yeah.
I'm with Morty. If you can't, if that doesn't happen, then yeah. I think that if you wait like 2-3 days,
yeah,
it's over. Yep. You can't say anything.
I don't know how to simplify this. I really don't. But, you know, I don't know.
And there will always be that awkwardness.
That's the thing. You guys saw something on my phone.
Oh, we would tell you.
Well, you would. Yes,
I
think you would.
What the hell?
But I know.
I might want to shut that down.
Morty and say, are you, and what is she?
Boy, you're more flexible than I thought.
right.
All right, what do you do? Do you say something right then and there, kind of on the sly, like,
yeah,
you know, under your breath, so
right.
They know you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you wait, do you not say anything at all and just move on?
Yeah, and if you have questions, when you call us, we'll try to enlighten you a little bit more.
To give you an insight on the story,
yeah,
the whole story.
Yeah, something was seen. Basically, you know, a picture was seen on a phone that you wouldn't expect to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the phone of a half of a hole, you know.
We would be awful lawyers with an opening statement.
We sure would. No, you understand, right? Yeah.
I believe so. Basically, on this morning show, in one of these families, in one of our families, a situation where somebody saw something on somebody else's phone.
Yeah.
And now the person whose phone it belongs to knows that the other person saw it, so the other person knows it. But you know what?
Yeah.
Do they really?
Yeah, that's what I don't know, is if they do or not.
So the question is, do you say something or do you just let it go? And if you do say something, it would have to be right then and there, kind of on the sly under your breath.
Right.
Because if it goes by, a couple of days go by, the door is shut. Now, Mary Kay, what would you do?
I would go straight up to the person and tell them, there's people talking and this is the situation and you need to fix it and address it.
Oh, I like that, actually.
Yeah, very direct.
I like that. You know what? Because then it doesn't implicate one person. It's like,
exactly.
You know, people.
No.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you didn't say who showed you, who said it.
Right.
Just straight.
Oh, I like that.
Okay, Mary. Have a good day.
Thank you for the call.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
People texting in this morning.
Interesting advice. Terry says, good morning. Don't say anything because that's private.
Oh.
Well, I suppose it is, but I kind of like Don's advice. Our friend Don listening in Texas. Save it. Knowing about the picture, you save that in the vault for potential leverage in a later situation.
You put that in your back pocket.
Oh, you're thinking like a woman now, Don. That's what you're doing right there. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, now, remember what I saw on your phone? Maybe you didn't notice, but I saw that.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Catherine says, now, if this could potentially hurt someone down the road, I think you need to say something, especially if it's a close family member. Otherwise, I would say that it's none of anyone's business. But again, if it is potentially hurtful to someone, they should probably know.
And you just move on.
It's such a touchy area.
Okay, Rick, what do you do?
So it depends on how well you know the person that has the phone. Because so let's, for example, if it was Carla that saw something at Mike's phone, obviously you two know each other well. Carla would say, "Hey, Mike, I saw something on your phone. Mm-hmm. What's going on?"
No, you didn't. Right.
Let's say right. I saw something on Mike's wife's phone.
You would say something to Joni, but would you say something to Mike? It would depend on. I mean, it would depend.
Yeah.
I think it's number one how familiar you are with the person, and you know what the I'm assuming the context is not that great of the picture. But
what would you say to Jody if you saw it on her phone?
God, I actually, if I saw that on Jody's phone, if I saw something like that, I probably would say, first of all, I'd have felt dumb because I saw something on her phone. But it's like, whoa, girl, what is this? Did you want to close this or, you know, something like right. that?
You would acknowledge it.
I probably right. would acknowledge it. I'm afraid she'd be mad at me, would acknowledge
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah, I would.
And it may have been something that somebody else said to them and said, "Hey, check this out." And you're like, "Oh, wow." You know, so you don't know. Unless you know the entire context of the situation and, again, how familiar you are with that person, it's a real fine line. But it might be something that you might say, "Hey, what's going on?"
I've left that free movie site up on my phone at Walgreens, and it's very embarrassing.
I'm sure.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
A little bit later on, next half hour, those tickets for the Scorps,
yes.
White Snake, and what is it?
Thunder Mother. Yeah.
So be ready because that's happening in October.
Were you listening to Thunder Mother?
I was. Yeah. Had the top down on the car. Cranking up the Thunder Mother. It's Thunder Mother!
Thunder Mother!
So,
woo!
Tickets go on sale this Friday. You have a chance to win them before you could actually buy them. Do that at about 8:40. Right now, let's catch you up on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to make Thunder Mother huge.
Oh, we are.
We're going to make Thunder Mother huge. You, me, and Morty. Yeah. Yeah. Tempted to put a wig on and fling that hair around, man. Oh, I think we all knew this. Mike, you played a little snippet of the Lady Gaga song from Top Gun Maverick. Tom Cruise says that this song is the heartbeat of the movie.
Oh.
That's what he said.
Wouldn't lie to us.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you don't like Tom Cruise and Lady Gaga and you know, fighter pilots, I mean, come on. I don't trust you.
And
come
Morty,
on.
you I think you hit the nail on the head when you said this is the song that Berlin, what was it?
Take My Breath Away.
So this is that Take My Breath Away song for
that's what I think. Yeah.
Top Gun Maverick.
I think so. I think there's going to be a motorcycle scene, and you're going to hear that song, and there's going to be some sort of heartbreak going on, whether it's with him or someone else. I don't know. Again, he'll be thinking about, you know, what?
Goose.
Yes, Goose. The guys always remember Goose. The Dirty Dancing sequel. We're hearing a little more about that. It will be set in the 90s. Jennifer Grey's baby will return to the Kellerman's Resort. Patrick Swayze will have a presence in the film. They say the talks are underway. They have to go through his estate, of course, to make this happen.
Wait a second. So
still around.
So Jennifer, what's her face?
Jennifer Grey.
Her baby goes back?
Yeah, yeah.
Did they put her in the corner?
She goes back.
Oh, she goes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, Baby, her, the character of Baby.
Oh, goes Baby back. Goes
yeah,
back.
Yeah, yeah. So
Baby
I
goes
can't
back.
Imagine 30, yeah, Baby goes back.
Back. Yeah.
There's going to be a ghost moment in this movie.
Yes, I'm thinking she'll think about him, you know, and okay. Who knows. Maybe there will be, maybe Johnny's baby, his son will be there and she'll do the jump with him or something.
Oh.
I don't know, what is she pushing 60 now?
Yeah.
I hope Jennifer don't do
I
it.
I thought you meant
don't
her characters,
oh,
she
no.
has a baby.
No, Jennifer Grey's character, okay. Baby. There we go.
Wow.
Boy, I don't know what your Mother's Day was like, but Patrick Mahomes bought his wife a maroon, beautiful maroon Ferrari for Mother's Day. So that was kind of sweet. That was very sweet.
Is that the one that's all over TikTok? And
yes. Yes, oh. That's the one. Netflix will air a Bob Saget tribute on June 10th. John Stamos, Jim Carrey, Chris Rock, Jeff Ross, all a part of the tribute. This would be something fun to watch, I would imagine, especially with all of them doing it. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, he's allegedly reconsidering a run for president. A source says that by his own admission, he doesn't know a lot about politics. But he's a quick learner and he's willing to take a course in poli-sci and study up. What does it matter if you know politics anymore?
Isn't that what they say? That's the good thing. Hey, you're not a politician.
You're not a politician. He's motivated, they say, to help bring people together. He doesn't like all the division that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks a lot of politicians are just a bunch of losers.
Oh.
I'd have to agree with him there. So who knows?
Just like his TV show.
Yes. That's right. That's right. And his family and
just
friends.
Just like.
His family and friends support it if it's what he wants to do. Yeah, that TV show.
Morty, that's not funny.
That is just like. That is my take for now. Summer's coming. Trust Legacy AC, local, reliable. Yeah, the TV show. Check it out.
Just like.
Check it out if you haven't seen it, everyone.
Yeah, you can stream it.
Yeah, you can. Yes, you can. You can stream, all right. LegacyAC.com.
All right, here you go. It's a new world record, a Guinness World Record.
Yes.
If you want to try to break this, but a guy named David Rush set the Guinness World Record for the farthest distance balancing a running chainsaw on the chin.
Okay. Huh.
So put that in, picture that in your mind.
Running, that's crazy.
He's running.
Who thinks of these things?
He's moving, he's walking, and the chainsaw is on, and this is a new world record.
A running lawnmower on the chin. That was terrifying.
Woo-hoo!
So he balanced it for 206 feet, 8 inches.
Okay.
Nobody had attempted it before, so Guinness set the minimum mark at 32.8 feet. And the guy in the background, he's the spotter, and he's kind of like tracking the whole thing.
No one had attempted it before, huh?
No.
I don't know how some of these people decide, you know what? That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to put a running chainsaw on my nose. And
we got to figure out what people aren't doing.
Wow. Yes, I guess that's exactly it. I guess that is exactly it. So, wow.
Who was the band that had a chainsaw? The guy played a Jackal. It was Jackal.
There you go. There. Oh, that's
maybe
funny.
This guy's going to open for Jackal now.
Oh, man alive.
So that's a new world's record. A running chain saw on your chin.
Fluff my Met gown, darling. We're going to see
206 feet, 8 inches, a new world's record. All right, those tickets for the Scorps. Chance to win those here in about 6 minutes. All week long, you have a chance to win these tickets. For the Scorpions, Whitesnake and Thunder Mother at the Michelob Ultra Arena. This is happening in October, October 21st. So tickets don't go on sale until this Friday. You have a chance to win this morning, and it's a quiz about the Scorps.
Yes.
The Scorpions.
Yes.
Oh, here they are.
Sort of. There you go.
Now, when they did the song in Europe, they changed the words.
Yes, they did. Yeah, they kind of had to.
Did you read about that?
Yeah, I did.
As a tribute to Ukraine.
Right.
They changed the words of this song.
I know.
This is one of their ballads.
Yes, it is. Well, yeah, it was written. I mean, it's a pretty specific song at the time.
Right.
You know?
But now it's even more specific.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. So we have a quiz about Scorps. We'll tell you more about that. We're going to look for caller number 9. It's 702-739-9636. Good luck. All right, we have Tim on the phone. Tim has a chance to win these tickets for the Scorpions. It's a multiple choice quiz about bugs. Yeah. You know, like scorpions.
Yeah. Tim, some say that these make great pets. Are they tarantulas?
Yes.
Bison? Or camels?
Tarantulas.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yes.
Number 2.
Like you might have one.
Yeah, it's a multiple choice,
yes,
Tim.
Yes, multiple choice. Tim, some people like to eat these covered in chocolate.
Grasshoppers.
Is it? Yes.
All right, okay.
Okay. All right, you know what? You're better than anticipated. Tim?
Number 3.
They say they go marching 2 by 2.
Oh, not that smart, are you? All right, here are the answers.
According to the song, they go marching 2 by 2. Are they aunts, uncles, or cousins?
Aunts.
Yeah, yes, okay. There we go. Right there, Mr. Smarty Pants, all of a sudden needs a multiple choice. Uh-huh.
Timmy, you got the tickets.
I was gonna guess that, but
you know,
I never heard of them marching 2 by 2.
That was a song, the ants go marching 2 by 2.
By Adam Ant?
Yeah,
no.
Yes, right.
You have the tickets for the Scorpions, Whitesnake, Thunder, Mother, October 21st, Michelob Ultra Arena. Hang on the line. They're not even on sale yet. You already have a pair. So thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Morning show.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Listen to this. A woman in Tennessee freaked out when she woke up to find a stranger in bed with her.
Oh, yeah. Well,
okay. Now, hold on. Actually, scratch that. It was a stranger's dog.
Oh. What?
It was the dog.
What is
of
this?
A stranger.
What? Okay. All right.
Either way, that would have freaked me out.
Was it a neighbor or something? What
I don't know. This woman didn't know the person, and his or her dog was in bed with her.
Okay.
So.
Well, all right. As long as the dog was, apparently the dog was friendly.
I guess.
Jeez. Wow. Okay.
Guy in California started a weird protest last year. He said he would work out every day until Taco Bell brought back their grilled stuffed nacho.
Oh, wow.
Which hasn't been on the menu since 2015. So he started working. I'll show Taco Bell. I'm going to work out and get in shape.
Oh, yeah, that'll show Taco Bell. Jeez.
And they've yet to bring it back, and he's already lost like 87 pounds. He started out at 275.
Yeah. I love Taco Bell, but you want to show Taco Bell, don't use the bathroom. Jeez, you want mom to fix them. Tell you that right now. Gonna fix them, man.
How do you like that, Taco Bell?
Got you. Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, it's all about the pets today. Mike, you started it off. A guy in Taiwan, he built a mobile fish tank so he can take his little pet goldfish for walks. You know what? Everybody else does. Why not Jerry as well? He put a fish tank on a 4-wheel scooter. Then he attached a battery-powered filtration system, a lighting system, oxygen pump. And he and his fish go. They take walks. They go to restaurants together. Being in Taiwan, I'm not making this up. They go out a lot for boba tea, the bubble tea.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, they have a pretty nice arrangement.
Wow.
Yeah, just like this one. Jane is her name. Jane Henry is her name. She's an ABBA super fan. And she's going viral because she dresses her dogs up in rhinestone-studded outfits that resemble ABBA's stage costumes.
Have you ever done a photo search of ABBA?
Oh, yes,
some of their costumes?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Oh, Mike, it gets better.
Let me tell you something. The Jackson 5, even the Osmonds are going, We wouldn't even wear that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Frank Marino and the gang is even going, we wouldn't wear that. They have ABBA stitched into them in gold rhinestone. Jane says, as a family, ABBA has been a constant source of happiness. We love dressing up. It's so much fun. And since we got Simba, he is a part of our family now, and he loves getting dressed up, too.
Yeah, you can't imagine.
You can't have a dog named Simba
and dress it,
and
up,
dress it up as
yes,
ABBA.
Yes, this is Frida or Agnetha or what? Jeez.
Out of all the families I could have ended up with.
Yeah. She says, I wouldn't dream of making a new ABBA outfit without making one for Simba.
Wow.
And you say that. Oh, you're single, Morty?
Yeah.
She's single.
I know.
She's single.
I know. Yes,
she's single.
I'm not sure if she is, Marty, actually.
She might be off the market, Marty.
No, you didn't let me finish. She said, when I made the Mamma Mia outfits, they were different from the regular ABBA outfits in a style way. I was looking at things that were more Greek themed for me and Simba and our family.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay, honey. You're okay. You're going to be okay. Yeah, dancing queen right there. It's Tuesday.
I just feel bad for ABBA or Simba.
Simba. Yeah. Run, Simba, run.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start that workday off on a little more positive note. Sponsored by Sky Diamonds, your premier diamond destination. This is such a great story. This comes to us from Wales, way across the pond. The owner of a place there found out a big group of diners had been just jerks to one of his servers. So he called them out on Twitter, fine and well, and then he gave the waitresses that handled this table all the money they spent on their food. And he says it was the biggest check the restaurant has ever had. It was over $1,200.
Wow.
So he just took whatever they paid and divvied that up with the couple of waitresses that had to handle this table full of jerks.
Nice.
So, yes, it may not seem like a lot, but it is a lot.
And you know what?
Jeez.
I think beyond the money, it's the principle.
It's
the fact that he did it.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, that's
your owner,
great.
Your manager cares about, you know, his employees.
Wonder how many times that's happened here in Vegas, you know, where service, I mean, that's our industry.
Yes, it is.
Wonder how many times that's happened.
Yeah, and people are mean. People drink. It's Vegas, that whole thing, you know.
All right. Well, if you have a feel-good story happening in your life, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. That about does it for us. Kicking off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon next. Sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop. Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery. PortaSubs.com. Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll keep you company. In fact, two more chances to grab some of that free money. 10K payday contest at 11 and 1 o'clock. Set your alarm for that. Otherwise, we're back tomorrow. So do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.